This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. Evening broadcast. In the summer of 1926, there's still a sense of anticipation surrounding the Mirum Bluff Chautauqua. The Chautauqua concept remains a popular one. In 1924, Chautauquas were held in 12,000 communities nationwide. Over 35 million people attended, nearly a third of the nation's population. These numbers indicate the tremendous impact Chautauquas had on America's rural communities in the first part of the century. How then could that influence evaporate so abruptly and so completely? By the mid-1930s, 10 Chautauquas would no longer be touring America. The last Mirum Bluff Chautauqua would be held in 1936. Since nothing has actually replaced the concept and intent of the Chautauqua, what convinced people in 10 short years that this resource was no longer relevant to their lives? As it turns out, the virtual disappearance of Chautauquas in America is included on that lengthy, forgotten list of the casualties of broadcast media. Television would escape indictment here, since it wasn't born yet. In this case, the guilty party is radio. The first commercial broadcast in America had occurred in 1920, when KDKA in Pittsburgh announced the returns of the Harding Cox presidential election. Just 5 years later, there were over 500 commercial stations operating across America. In 1922, only 60,000 American families even owned a radio. 8 years later, the number had grown to nearly 14 million households. Initially, it was agreed that this new medium should promote education and cultural enrichment above entertainment or commerce. Private advertising was seen as compromising the airwaves, considered a public trust. Advertising trade journals declared, "Any attempt to make the radio an advertising medium would prove positively offensive to great numbers of people." But by the 1920s, those people were also becoming serious consumers. The public trust and corporate interests would be increasingly intertwined. The radio broadcasts of Leopold Stokowski conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra must have indeed seemed to herald the passing of Chautauqua's bright torch. Just think of it. One of the world's greatest orchestras could now reach any isolated farmhouse in Indiana. Ain't no one going to have to travel miles to sleep on the hard camp ground. And the fact that this 60 minutes of enrichment was now called the Philco Hour just proves that Philco's ears, if not their hearts, must be in the right place. The Hometown series is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. The entire Hometown journey is now available on CD and cassette. To order your copies, call 1-800-662-3311.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.